This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In, by the way, 670 score, the straw that stirs a drink when it comes to all things Chicago sports, and everything else is good. But, you know, I'm glad that you texted, like, after the Bregman signing. Well, I don't know if you know this, but Alex Bregman's going to the Cubs. But, you know, I'm so glad you did, because I'm like, yeah, we got to talk about this. It's incredible. So Matt, like, it's not ironic, but weird, because a week ago we did this power ranking of like, I guess it was the most desperate teams or the desperate fan bases in the offseason. And I said, I think the most confused fan base is the Chicago Cubs. And because I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but from my perspective, a week ago, it was, we're kind of linked up with some people, but we don't really believe it. And we've done some stuff, but it hasn't been really a lot. And then, boom, a week later, nobody's confused anymore, right?
No, it's pretty clear now. Man, you're right. And it's been going on since the end of the season, which kind of restated the needs that were so clear at the deadline that they didn't go for. Like, they needed a front of the rotation caliber righty arm really, really bad. And everybody knew it at the deadline. And they didn't get it. And then in the playoffs, they had a nice little run, but then it was exposed when they needed another great arm and they didn't have it in that game five, and it cost them. So all of that came back. And also, literally the day after they lost in the playoffs, I did a segment on our show, do the Cubs win that series with Alex Bregman?
Ooh, I mean, look at you.
Because I know that they wanted each other.
Yeah.
Right? That Bregman wanted the Cubs. And Jed wanted Bregman. And Tom Ricketts only authorized, 4 years and 115 mil last year, and he goes to Boston for three at 120 with the opt-out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, and there was a moment in that playoff series against Milwaukee where Kyle Tucker took a walk and there was nobody after him. And there was another moment where Kyle Tucker had a terrible at-bat. And there were, I mean, it's like you needed Bregman so obviously and so desperately, and that match should have happened. But then as the offseason went on, man, I didn't think it was going to happen. And I did multiple segments of like, Cubs, what are you doing? This is a win now moment with 1 year left on the agreement between the players and the owners. 1 year, you just re-upped with Jed Hoyer. Your team is good. Like, you should be going for it right the hell now. And their offseason was not that of a team that was going for it. So, but now here we are today, and they traded for that power arm in Cabrera, as risky as it might be. It's still an aggressive move. And you know, that kid has probably a higher ceiling than Dylan Cease, maybe even Michael King, right? And some of these other guys, certainly Zach Gallen. Like, I'm glad they went and tried for Cabrera. It's going to be fascinating. And then they needed a bat desperately, and were like, wait, are they really in on these guys? And here they are. So Cabrera and Bregman, sure, the other bullpen moves, they kind of fit in just fine, the ones that are made. Maybe there's a little bit more to do. But, yeah, the offseason makes a hell of a lot more sense. And they went from probable favorite to win the division to now right up there with the Dodgers or the Phillies or anybody in the National League.
No, there's no question. There's no question. And, you know, it's, I think it's a great lesson. Well, I guess, you know, it's a great lesson when ownership signs off on it, because I'm sure some GMs would love to do this sort of stuff, but you need sign off. Ultimately, they make the Cabrera move. Okay. Good for you. Good job. Excellent job. Like, yeah, great point by you about this is better than what you could have gotten free agency, which is, by the way, Matt, this is why Toronto acted when they did on Cease, because they said for them, it was Cease and everybody else. And good for them. I mean, hey, you know what? You were proactive. But then, so they have that. Still, the confusion wasn't totally out of the equation, I would imagine, because you have the Bregman rumors, you have some other rumors. What was your feeling leading up to when you woke up on Saturday morning? What was your feeling about what the Cubs were going to do next, if they were going to do anything next?
I thought they were going to get a bat. I thought maybe it was going to be Bellinger, who also liked it here and wanted to be here. Like, I thought they were in a position to maybe do that. And having traded Casey, I'm thinking maybe they're going to do Bellinger and just let things be in the outfield. So I was leaning towards that. I was talking to all my people about that, and I was thinking, all right, well, is there another trade for an outfielder? Because there's not a lot of good outfield bats. Hell, a couple days before, I was thinking, well, I guess Max Kepler's out there if they want to take a flyer on him.
We erased that tape.
Yeah, exactly. But I had a possibility of Bregman. I said it the other day on the air. I said, Bellinger and Bregman, should be the targets. And I mentioned again the other day on the air that Bregman wanted to be here, but here's the big thing, Rob, and this is really the pervasive thing in Chicago, is since they dumped Yu Darvish in a trade for, ironically, Owen Casey and a couple other kids way back when to San Diego, the same offseason where they non-tendered Kyle Schwarber and then eventually traded Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant and Javi Baez, there has been an understandable doubt amongst the fan base and the media that the Cubs were ever going to spend on a free agent like this. Like, maybe they won their one World Series. They're happy. Now they just enjoy their printing press of a ballpark in the neighborhood, and they don't need to join those stratospheric teams and really spend on a free agent. They trade for Tucker, and, are they going to sign Tucker? And we did that dance for a year, and it became obvious, no, they're not going to sign Tucker. The Bregman press conference that Jed Hoyer gave last year, where he said, I want to thank Tom Ricketts for getting close. And there was like, all the tone was so obvious, like, oh man, like, you know, Jed wants it and Tom's not giving it. And then all these rumors that have come out about, it's clear that Jed has been trying to push Tom to do it and Tom hasn't been doing it. Literally until Saturday night when this breaks, early fourth quarter of a freaking Bears game, nobody in this town thought Tom would do this.
Mm.
And he did it. He not only did he do it with a big fish like Bregman for $5 at $175, but he did apparently $70 million in deferrals. It's the first time they've done deferrals.
Right.
Well, welcome to modern big city behemoth baseball. Thank you. Welcome it changes things, because with the deferrals means they can stay under their first level of the CBT if that's what they want to do. Maybe they don't have to trade Nico Horner, which they shouldn't do. You know what I mean? Like, there was this feeling of doom. Like, not only are they not gonna sign the big free agent, but they're gonna sign somebody else, you know, and then also trade Nico and do this kind of mealy mouth, good enough to win the Central thing. And that's not where we are. Tom did it. You cannot say anymore that Tom Ricketts won't pony up and get the big money free agent. They did 5 for $175 at $70 million of deferrals. Unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, you mentioned last year. Let's go back to last year. You mentioned, like, there was some talk that they didn't want to do deferrals. They didn't want to enter the world of modern baseball. As you said, like, they were probably, when you look at the Bregman, how that shook out last year, it was, yeah, Detroit offered the most years. He never wanted to go to Detroit. And also, by the way, congratulations, Scott Boras, for understanding, hey, you're doing this. He's done this a few times now. You get the opt-out, get the qualifying offer off, and then here we go.
Right? How about Blake Snell made a mint after the one year? Matt Chapman, right? He's got it down.
We didn't even see this, but we should have seen it. This is like Scott Boras, for all the criticism he gets, like, there are certain things, certain times where he's revolutionized what's going on. What he did was smart. You mentioned it. Snell, Chapman, Alonzo. So this is what I'm going to come back to, where the tipping point for Bregman last year was the opt-outs. Like, that was it. The tipping point, the Red Sox acquiesced for the opt-outs. And I don't know if the Cubs, I don't think the Cubs had agreed to that. They had
not only are there, last year, I don't think they had the opt-outs. No, they didn't want to play that game. They didn't want to be used like that. Yeah.
And, but, so, that was last year. So, it has flipped. Like, so, where the Red Sox acquiesced to the opt-outs, they say, hey, we traded for Crochet and we're going to pay. We don't mind paying $120 million for 3 years, even though it only might be $40 million for 1 year. We don't mind that. We're going to spend money. We're going to go for it. And now everything's flipped where the Cubs, to your point, Tom, congratulations, Tom Ricketts, good job. They do their thing and they agree to the no trade and the Red Sox don't. So that was, and I can't but help but think about, okay, the Red Sox said we acquiesced to the thing that we didn't want to do and it burned us.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm sure. But you know what? The Cubs traded away a mint for Kyle Tucker. I mean, maybe not a mint, but Cam Smith is a really good young player who had a decent year. Like, there's a different cost. Like, this is just the way of the world. And it's, are you going to play or are you not going to play?
Thank you.
I applaud the Red Sox for finding a way to bring in Bregman last year. And they had a shot to get to the World Series. You know, it's not like it didn't work. It just worked for 1 year because heart of hearts, Bregman wanted to sign a long deal, not there. For whatever reason, this is where he wanted to sign his long deal. So he played the long game, stayed healthy, and more power to him. But I don't think you guys got used. I don't think your fan base should feel jilted. You got a year of Alex Bregman out of it, and you competed.
Well, our fan base is the entire world of baseball. We are like the entire world. But you're right. They should. The Red Sox thing is a whole nother thing. It's a whole nother thing. But I will say this, is that you said it. It's, and I think I led off this little video clip I did. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. If you want to build a team in free agency, if you think that's going to be part of your equation, then you better be willing to play the game. And the Cubs knew that. The Cubs did that. The Cubs said, yeah, of course, nobody wants to give out a no trade. Of course. But that's what it took to get the guy.
Right. But here's the other thing, Rob. Like, there's been a lot of years where I've been the guy and Cubs fans have said, well, why don't they offer 1 year at 40 mil for somebody? Why don't they offer, you know, 3 years for a hundo or whatever it is? Like, be creative. If you don't want to go with the long contract, which can come back to bite you in the butt, you know, so the Red Sox were creative to find a way to bring Bregman in. It's like, and I'm not like singling them out. It's just that the way of the world from franchise to franchise is like, find whatever way you can to do it. And a lot of times it might be more like it is in the NBA where it's 1 year and it's malleable. How am I going to go for it this year? Hell, it's like college football, right? How am I going to go for it this year? And it's like, think about it. If you were a player who's a free agent, you might want to do it that way. Let me do 1 year here. Let me do 2 years here. Let me do 3 years here. Maybe you want to lock in at 5 or 7 years in a big one. But, you know, the money's so big, you could just kind of pick and choose and pick your situations and try to win every year. That's sometimes the way you got to do it.
Well, you know, and I think what it comes down to, whether it's a year or whether it's 5 years or whether it's 7 years, it is about trying to win and understanding like that's the goal, understanding it's going to get uncomfortable. I said a million times, we have the quote from Andrew Friedman. I'm going to paraphrase because I have a terrible memory, but like he said something to the effect of like, if you're logical about free agency or you're always going to finish third in free agency. And
this was the Cubs. That's been the Cubs for a while now.
Yeah.
Cubs have been analytical, and it's felt like Carter Hawkins brought a Cleveland mindset in here. It felt like Jed Hoyer had kind of sold his aggression for an extension and a continued, you know, relationship. And then you see this, and it's like, all right, there is some smart stuff going on. I feel a lot better about giving up Owen Casey for 3 years of Cabrera. And I don't worry about the other two kids, but I feel good about that cost. I feel a lot better than hoping that Tatsuya Imai is from Japan is good enough for the money that he's going to get. Like I'm cool, especially because Cabrera's making $3.5 million next year. Mm. I mean, so that's part of why you can do the Bregman thing is because you're being efficient in other ways. So if they're going to be a blend of choosing their efficiency here and spending big there, I'm totally cool with that.
And you're right. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about the Cubs, how they altered, how they evolved, but changed. And now I can think of when they went out on Lester. I remember being in the winter meetings in San Diego. Like, that was, we're going to find a way to get the guy. We're going to get the guy. Like, there is, and I can, obviously, when we look at the modern day baseball, Dombrowski is, we're going to get the guy. AJ Preller is, we're going to get the guy. But there's too many front offices now. They're modeling it, Matt. They said, this is our model. We can't do that. We can't. It doesn't make any sense. Well, of course, free agency doesn't make any sense. But yeah. But to come back to your point about the importance, think about what you said about Alex Bregman. Would they have won with Alex Bregman? What you don't want to be is that team that's saying, would you have won if we had Alex Bregman and you don't have Alex Bregman?
Yes. And here's what you can help me with. And I think that, you know, a lot of people want to know the Cubs clearly believe that there are intangibles that matter that Alex Bregman brings. And paying for those intangibles in a big money deal like this for a guy who's 32 now, right? That's a big deal. Because look, the OPS and the numbers are really good and they've been consistent now for a couple of years. He can play defensively a few different spots, which is a wonderful thing to have. And we'll see what happens with Nico Hoerner after this final year. But they must truly believe that he's going to come in and fit who they are as a group and make them even better than they are as a group.
Can I tell you, when the Red Sox were going after him last year, it was, there were some people in the front office that say, oh, no, we don't want him. We'd rather go with our other plan, Nolan Arenado. How would that have worked out? Not well. But it was, this guy checks off 9 boxes. I keep saying 9 boxes. I don't know why 9 boxes, but a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
But he does. He fielding, hitting before he got hurt last year. And listen, he has to not get hurt. Before he got hit, he was on a heater. He was like around a 900 OPS. So he can still hit. But the whole intangible thing was so important. And I would say this. Okay, I get it. He was putting his best foot forward in the narrative and everything else. Scott Boras isn't a dummy. Do every interview you can with a smile on your face. Do that. And he did it. He did it. But you sift through all the bull crap, and the people say, no, he was a difference maker. He wasn't just the guy who bought suits for the rookies.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the 1, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Who's the guy that changed Roman Anthony's swing? The hitting coach, it said he changed Roman Anthony's swing.
Wow.
And so to answer your question, yes, it is worth it. And that's why the Red Sox are pissed right now, or some people, because they know it's worth it. They know that it was worth it to go to whatever level. And it was worth it for the Cubs to do that, because, Matt, you know as well as I do that one thing in baseball we get on when we talk and we say, hey, everybody, understand the importance of 162 in the playoffs. Understand of what it takes to get through that. Understand how the clubhouse, someone in the clubhouse to do that, how important it is to have someone. Look at the Phillies. Look at the Dodgers. Look at even the Blue Jays last year. There's a lot of adults in the room. Alex Bregman is the ultimate adult in the room. And I don't know how much the Cubs needed that, but it absolutely, that is a feather in the cap.
Here's how much they needed it. They kept Justin Turner on the roster all year and kept Justin Turner on the playoff roster, even though he couldn't hit a lick. I mean, because he brought that, and they admitted that it was important. And the fans and the media understood that it was important. This is a better fit than Justin Turner. This is why Schwarber is a legend, because Schwarber has all of that and produces, right? And some of those other guys in Philly too. So if Bregman has all of that and produces, that's when the value really jumps up. Can I give you a Bears story from last night?
Yes,
that'll fit.
Yeah.
When you sign the free agent veteran, like the Bears did with Joe Tooney, the guard, former Patriot, or Grady Jarrett, the defensive lineman, the former Falcon, you're dreaming of a moment where they can teach the young kids how to win, right? And it's kind of abstract and it's ethereal. And like Alex Bregman has won two World Series in Houston, and you're dreaming of some way he's going to help these guys win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Helping Roman Anthony with his swing is really specific and wonderful. In the Bears game against the Packers, they're down 21-3 at the half. At halftime, both Joe Tooney and Grady Jarrett, new this year, were able to talk to the team about what it's like to be up 28-3 or down 28-3 in the Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Falcons, and talk to them. And apparently that changed the mood and the possibilities at halftime. You never know when there's going to be an exact moment where the veteran who's done it is going to be able to transmit something that changes the fate of your freaking franchise. So Bregman will have stuff from two World Series wins in Houston, and I'll have stuff from a competing year with a new club in Boston that he's going to bring to the table that's going to matter. We don't know what it is, but you know it's going to happen. That's how it works.
Yeah, no active play. I don't think any active player has played in more playoff games. He's made the playoffs every year, and I don't think – and it's easy to say, hey, you know, that you get a leader and you make the play. It's not always that easy, but – I don't think that's a coincidence that he's making the playoffs every year. Yeah, he's on good teams, but it's not a coincidence. And I also think this, that you, I love that you mentioned Turner, because being around Turner a little bit, like that was the same dynamic. Absolutely. Right. That it's also important in this day and age where you walk into a clubhouse and the first thing you see is everybody sitting there on their phones and they'll say, oh, I'm looking at my swing. No, they're looking at social media. Right? They're all on their phones. Alex Bregman is a guy who's going to talk baseball like from minute one you walk in there.
Yeah.
And for young guys, that's like such an unbelievable influence. The one last thing in regards to that, the minute the Red Sox lost at Yankee Stadium, Alex Bregman walked around to every locker in that clubhouse, every single locker. And talked, and wasn't, and some of them are like quick conversations, but some of them for like, I was talking to Peyton Tolley, the rookie pitcher at the time, and he's like, gotta spin it, you gotta start learning to spin, get spin, like, he's going around basically giving homework assignments after the last thing. So I know that, listen, will the contract age well? I don't know. I don't care. I don't care.
And you shouldn't. No. That goes back to your Friedman quote. And Cub fans shouldn't. This is why you defer. You know, this is why you defer. And they might have to make some difficult decisions again down the road. It's just so damn exciting to see the Cubs go for it and do it. And it really kind of emerged out of nowhere as the week progressed. And it's really. You know, the Cubs convention is coming. Cubs convention is coming next week. There's always good news for the Cubs convention. There always is every year. One year it was Shota, literally announced the day before, Shota Imanaga. They had the press conference for Shota on the first day of the Cubs convention. There's always something. This year was like, what's the good news going to be? Just 10-year reunion of 2016? Is that going to be enough for good news? No, because that team only won one, and a lot of people thought they should have won more than that. What's the good news? Oh, I guess it's Cabrera. All right, maybe the good news is we haven't traded Nico Hoerner yet. No, here's the good news. The good news is Bregman and Cabrera. And the hottest, most exciting offseason of any team in the game at this point.
Yeah, I think that at Toronto. Toronto can make the case, but here's the thing. Like I love, or even Baltimore. I love doing that exercise of, okay, you match up, boom, boom, boom. Those teams needed those guys. Like, and I would make the case for Toronto, you sort of, good for you for being aggressive, but Cease, Okamoto, and the pitcher, Ponce.
Yeah.
It was like, well, is that any better than Sonny Gray, Wilson Contreras, and Oviedo? Is that any better than Alonso, Eflin, and, you know, Boz? Like, it's right. I would say this. The Cubs, Bregman, Cabrera, and everybody else they signed, they're the winners. They're the winners.
Crazy.
The last thing is, we talk a lot about Bregman, the excitement of Bregman, and what he represents and what the represents for the Cubs. But how does he fit? Like, this is the thing. As a baseball player, how does he fit in this whole, in the lineup, basically, for the Chicago Cubs? And what does that look like right now? Is there any... As you see it right now, are there any holes that need to be filled? And also, just how did, and I guess this is my way of saying, where does Alex Bregman hit? I don't know.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. In terms of the lineup itself, you know, towards the end of the year, Nico Hoerner was hitting leadoff against lefties, and Michael Bush was hitting leadoff against righties. So I think it's gonna change from day to day, based on what Council and Hoyer feel. But Bregman is, you know, he's like a top three, top four bat to start, and probably against either side. And we'll see what the performance is. And they'll also take a look at his swing and the plane of his swing versus the certain pitches and use all the modern stuff they use on a day-to-day basis. And I'm cool with all that. I think he's certainly a top three, top four hitter against either lefties or righties from the get-go. It, you know, there really was only third base potentially as a place where the Cubs could improve. We thought right field was going to be Owen Casey and Seiya Suzuki, and with Moises Ballesteros getting a lot of DH work, that the three of them would essentially split up that right field stuff. Maybe a little Kevin Alcantara, young player, with that runs well and fields well. But third base was handed to Matt Shaw last year, and he didn't really play well enough to deserve it by the end of the year. And so he's a good young player, but you're going for it. You've got him under salary control. Matt Shaw should be a super utility guy this year, and I hope that's what it's going to be. So I wanted either Bregman or Eugenio Suarez, even on a short-term flyer, like go get me some bombs at third base and let Shaw be a super utility. I think that'll be the case now. Nico Horner at second, Dansby Swanson at short. Maybe Dansby can have a few extra days off and Nico can play short, which he does very, very well. Mm-hmm. And Shaw can play a little second, or Bregman can play a little second, and they can mix and match it a little bit, give guys some days off. But Shaw, I hope, will also get an outfield glove and learn how to play the corners a little bit so he can be that super utility, get a shot out and right every once in a while. Ian Happ in left. Seiya played really well in right field last year, so I think he'll get a lot of looks in right field. And Pete Crow Armstrong will play every damn day in center, because even when the bat doesn't work, the defense is platinum glove caliber. So, look, it's a really good and impressive lineup, and the defense is outstanding across the board. And Matt Shaw should be that guy who plays all over and just helps you fill out your roster. You know, you should have a roster that doesn't have any holes at the bottom. The Dodgers don't have holes at the bottom. They got great options at man 25 and 26. That's what the Cubs should have, and I think this move sets them up to do that.
Man, you got me fired up. And by the way, Bregman defensively, that's I think until you see him play all the time, it's like, okay. And maybe it was because we're all like sullied by watching Rafael Devers play third base, but it was like, this guy, man, he made some errors, but he's really, really good. But hey, I appreciate you getting me fired up. My adrenaline's through the roof.
Yeah, mine too, dude. It's like, you know, I'll share this conversation on the socials with Cub fans learning as much about Bregman and his Red Sox experience as hopefully I'm sharing with you guys about the Cubs perspective. This is what it's all about. I love talking to you, Rob.
Yeah. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So soak in this week. I mean, it's weird when the Bears, you know, the Bears are playing.
Hey, man. Nico Horner went to see the Bears and the Niners as a fan in week 17. And he came on our show as our Bears card.
I saw that.
So, but since then we have been talking about, hey, if the Bears win that first round game, maybe there's a Bears home playoff game the weekend of the convention. There is now. There's going to be a luxury suite full of Cubs players at the Bears playoff game against the Rams.
I mean, and Nico, I can't wait for Nico Horner to be your Radio Row correspondent. It's going to be great. NFL media, you have to make that. I mean, I understand. Yes. Odyssey is, you know, we got to get some sponsorships to make things happen. But Nico Horner at Media Day at the Super Bowl when the Bears are there, let it be said, let it be done. So
Done. We'll make that happen. You got it. Thanks,
Rob. All right, thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, Financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.